Good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's April 25th. We do welcome you in. Rhett Sifford manning the board today. Bill Boyle is going to be our host today. David Boyle out of town. So how you doing today, Bill?
Doing great. Another beautiful morning in the Red Rock country.
It is beautiful.
It really is nice.
This is one of my favorite time of year. This in fall, I think, is my favorite time of year. Just when the temperatures are right in the 70s, basically.
Yeah. Very good. Hey, we're joined this morning by Sophia Fisher with the Times Independent in Moab. Let's make sure our technology's working. Are you with us, Sophia?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. How are you this morning?
Good. It's also wonderful down here. We have some cloudy skies. It's a little cooler than it's been recently, which I think residents would welcome. It's been pretty warm this week.
Yeah, I noticed this morning when I walked out, it's not quite as warm today as it was yesterday. So what's going on in Moab?
Yeah, we've got plenty in this week's edition of the Times Independent. Our biggest story this week is a very sad one, and that is the impending end of residency at the city's Walnut Lane Trailer Park. Tenants there were informed on April 15th that they're going to have to move out by June 30th as the city's insurance carrier has announced they're no longer going to, you know, cover the city's insurance for that trailer park. It's a really sad development. The city's owned that trailer park for something like 6 years at this point and had hoped not to displace residents, but it looks like residents are going to be displaced at least for a while.
Wow. Now, a city generally isn't an owner of a trailer park. Why did Moab buy that, and what's the hopeful future use of that space?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely a kind of unexpected, I would say, move back in 2018 when the city purchased it. They were doing so because they were, you know, worried about the affordable housing crisis in Moab, which, as you know, anyone who's familiar with the area knows, has only intensified since then. The hope has always been to redevelop that trailer park, as you know, the trailers are quite dilapidated, to redevelop it for affordable housing for local workers and people who live locally without displacing the current residents. That's always been the goal. But 6 years later, you know, they've had a couple of false starts with development, but right now they are still back at square one, unfortunately.
Wow, back to square one. So this hope to redevelop has not had any progress, huh?
Correct. They had contracted with a developer, IndieDwell, but back in 2021, they learned the developer could no longer, I believe, post bond for the project, so that fell through, and then they started working with another Park City-based developer last year, and that also fell through after it seemed like the end product wasn't going to be what the city had hoped for. So they're still trying to figure out what to do there.
Wow, a point zero. Is there any, I'm just spitballing here, is there any opportunity in the private sector to purchase that land and develop it like most developments happen, or is the city committed to keeping the property?
You know, I'm not sure at this point. There hasn't been much movement. You know, this is the first development we've heard with Walnut Lane in a while. I don't know if there's been, as far as I know, there hasn't been any public discussion about whether the city would consider just, you know, selling it off to a private developer or if they're going to continue to try to develop it themselves. But I know that this has a lot of residents pretty upset, so I would imagine that it's kind of lighting a fire under city staff and officials to kind of re-energize their discussions around the trailer park.
Wow. Well, very good. So I saw another story in the paper this morning about a 83 new units at Arroyo Crossing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a point of bright housing news in a week that was otherwise quite sad. I was happy to attend a groundbreaking ceremony last Thursday at Arroyo Crossing, the affordable housing subdivision that will eventually include 300 units deed-restricted for members of the local workforce and those making moderate to low incomes. So yeah, there are 83 new units coming on board in the next kind of year or two. That includes one and two-bedroom homes. It includes townhouses and an apartment complex. There were lots of developers and folks represented from local governments there last week. So that's really exciting news.
Uh-huh. Well, very good. What else is going on?
Yeah, there's a lot. Another big story we have is that the Grand County Commission, in its meeting last week, delayed a vote on whether or not to approve a conditional use permit for the high-profile development along Cane Creek Boulevard. They've pushed off the decision until their May 7th meeting, so that'll be brought up again.
Now, if you've driven up there, you know that dirt is being moved and progress is being made. How does this conditional use permit impact something that's already started?
Absolutely. Actually, it's quite pivotal, I think. I believe their preliminary plat is basically on hold until they get this permit. And this permit is specifically for the wastewater treatment system and the culinary water system for the development. So it's going to have its own, though it might be maintained by GWISA or a local agency, but they're going to build it themselves. And basically under state law, you must approve a conditional use permit unless you can find that the applicant cannot mitigate reasonably anticipated detrimental effects, which is kind of jargony, but that dominated this 90-minute discussion the commission had last Tuesday before they eventually voted to postpone the vote.
And did I see a quote that someone said, well, we're going to get sued either way?
Yeah, that's part of my angle in this article is that the threat of litigation is growing closer and closer with this development. Commissioner Evan Clapper in the discussion did make the comment that he said, quote, I think we're going to be sued one way or another. And he later said, you know, it could be also by citizen advocacy groups that have popped up in opposition to the development. So there are many, you know, interested parties, some of whom are very deep pocketed. And the county is kind of in the crosshairs right now, I would say.
Well, very, very interesting. That's all in today's new issue of the Times Independent. Anything else you want to discuss, Sophia?
We have an interesting profile, actually, of somebody running to represent both Grand and San Juan in the state Senate. It was written by Mark Eddington with the Salt Lake Tribune, and it's about Orrin Stainbrook, who's running as an independent. He lives in Kenilworth. So I think folks should definitely check that out.
Now, Kenilworth, that's that old mining town just north of Price, isn't that right? Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, it's an unusual place. It doesn't have, I think it's got about 200 residents, so kind of cool that somebody's running for state senate from there.
Wow. Well, very interesting. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, you can get the Times Independent. If you're a Moab resident, it is mailed to you free every week. The online version is available at moabtimes.com, and you can download PDFs of the page of this week's paper. Anyway, anything else you want to add, Sophia?
No, I think that's it. Thank you for having me.
Well, very good. We're glad to have you every Thursday morning. Sophia Fisher or someone with the Times Independent updates us on what's happening in the Moab area, and there's generally quite a bit happening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. You're with the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We stream 24/7 at redrock92.com. We have translators in Cortez at 96.1 FM and in Moab, of course, at 101.5. Glad that you're with us and you're with the Morning Show. We run every Monday through Friday. Whether David's here or not, we do our best. Glad that Rhett is filling in today and giving me a break from technology. It just scares. I'm a boomer, I'm afraid. I fit the demographic anymore, but anyway.
You're a boomer and I'm trying to survive over here. So, well, we'll take a quick break and we'll return. It is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Plus, discounts on Eco Lawn Equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Back live to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We welcome you in the beautiful studio here in Monticello, Utah, and beautiful day in Monticello, Utah. And my boys were out fishing yesterday with the grandparents, Bill, and I mean, it doesn't get much more beautiful than that. I think it ended up digressing to rock throwing, but they started fishing. But
I don't know. this is going to expose me, but I think rock throwing occasionally digresses to fishing. Skipping a rock across a lake, that's as good as life gets,
yeah,
right there.
It's with the grandparents, and then the grandparents told us that we can punish them later, but they took them out for grandparent things like hot dogs and ice cream and some sort of ridiculously red fruity drink.
Ridiculously grandparent. That's the perk of grandparents.
That's right. Spoil
those kids
and give them back to us. That's
you feed
right.
them a hot dog and send them off on their way.
It's the ice cream. That's what kept them up all night. So, but yeah.
So your parents are visiting from Indiana?
They are. We've had a birth in the family. I am now an uncle for
wow.
the second time. So yeah, it's and my brother is a girl daddy. So that is a whole different
cool.
realm in the Sifford family. This is our first girl since my cousin way back in the 80s. So yeah.
So Siffords are a male dominant.
We are.
Very intel this
we
week.
We are, that's right. So
well, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yep, it's pretty cool. It is cool.
Well, very good. Here on the Red Rock Morning Show, we're glad you've joined us. David generally scours what's going on around the area, and he's on vacation. I'm afraid I may be on a little bit of a vacation myself, too. But something I found that I think we may have some interest, if I can find it here real quick. SELF, this organization, did a study of lifetime earnings and lifetime taxes that you paid and took a look at each of the 50 states and found out that if you live in New Jersey, your expected lifetime earnings of $1.8 million, you'll pay $987,000 in
wow.
taxes or 54%. Of your lifetime earnings in New Jersey will go to taxes of some type, income tax, sales tax, you know, all the different property taxes, so forth. So New Jersey, that is a list you don't want to be on the top of, and New Jersey is on the top of it with 54% of lifetime earnings going to taxes. We always look for our four corner states and see where they show up. Utah is the highest on the list, probably about 15 to 20, it looks like. Lifetime earnings of $1.4 million, lifetime taxes of just under $500,000. So 35%, over one-third of lifetime earnings in the state of Utah will be taxed, will go toward taxes. Behind, you got to scroll down a little bit farther to get the other states. Colorado shows up next, and Arizona, they're both at 32% of lifetime earnings going to taxes. And The lowest is New Mexico. New Mexico looks like it's about 35th on that list, but pretty interesting. It ranges from 54% of lifetime earnings going to taxes in New Jersey down to Alaska, where 25% of your lifetime earnings go to taxes. So different way of looking at things.
I figured once you started into this, it was just going to make me mad to hear that. But yeah, we're better off than New Jersey, I guess.
We're better off than New Jersey. And if you want to brave the winters, you can jump in and head up on up to Alaska.
Yeah, I know at one point they were paying people to move there. So I don't know if that's still a thing, but I think it's getting a little bit more crowded now because of that. But if Alaska can be crowded. But
yeah, grizzly bears don't pay any taxes. Anyway, kind of interesting. It's everyone has their different approach to taxes. Of course, Nevada taxes in a different way, and I'm trying to find them on the list. Yeah, they're toward the bottom. They're right next to New Mexico. So once again, on the four corner states, we have a little competition. Utah is the highest or the worst on that list. Colorado and Arizona are right together, and New Mexico has the lowest lifetime percentage of your income, the lowest percentage of your lifetime income that goes to taxes.
All right.
There you go. That's from Self. And we get these studies all the time. They just pile in, and we look at them, and David doesn't like them, but I like them. Anyway,
I'm not offended too bad. So
we had minimal offense
That's right.
Well, very good. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92. We're here every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Glad that you've joined us. One of the features that we list every day on it is a list of upcoming funeral services. And there'll be funeral services on Saturday here in Monticello for Jack Brewer. Those services begin at 1 o'clock. Viewing begins at 11 a.m. That'll be held at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The family of Stephen Carey McCandless invites friends and family to a celebration of his life on Saturday from 4 to 8 at the Old City Park in Moab. He passed away on April 8th. A memorial service for Linda Sue Long, a longtime resident of Monticello, will begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the LDS Church in Cedar Ridge, Colorado. She passed away on April 15th. And there'll be a celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley on Sunday, May 5th, at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez, beginning at 1 p.m. She passed away in March. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Taking a look at what's going on this week, there's a big event coming up in Moab. Of course, they're always talking about what opens the season in Moab, and it generally the half marathon, the Moab half, or the Easter Jeep Safari. Another big event will be taking place this weekend is the Moab Car Show, where passion for cars meets scenic splendor. It's always a lot of fun.
It is cool. It's very fun for sure.
Have you been there a few times?
It's been a while, but yeah, I remember going at least 1 year, and just the displays and the obvious relaxed and fun atmosphere, very family friendly, and it's neat seeing all the cars for sure.
April 27th at Suwannee Park in Moab is the headquarters, but these are cars, and so you drive through Moab, there is a lot going on, and it's always Saturday night in Moab during the car show is a good time. One of the highlights of the event is the opportunity to pre-register and save $10 on an entry fee. Anyway, so don't miss the Moab Car Show. The Moab Rotary Club has reintroduced rod runs to Green River and Red Cliffs Lodge. The rod run in Green River will take place Friday, that's tomorrow, while the rod run at Red Cliffs Lodge, that's upriver, up the Colorado River from Moab, will be held on Sunday morning. So don't miss the Moab Car Show.
It is fun for sure. Major annual event in Moab.
Yeah.
Kind of kicks off the summer, I would think.
But. Yeah, and you know what, here in the roads leading to Moab become very interesting this time because people from all, far and wide attend and enjoy this show.
We can always tell when something's going on in Moab, like the Jeep Safari or the car show, because here in Monticello, we get unique vehicles passing through.
Yeah.
They don't stay, but we get to see some of the stuff that's headed toward Moab, at least from the south. So,
yep,
pretty cool.
And when a vehicle is not passing through, that's not a good sign if they're stuck.
That's right.
Well, very good. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're glad that you've joined us. Let's hear a few more commercials, and we'll be back with more news and information.
A clogged air filter can make your air conditioner work harder than it needs to. Don't put undue stress on your vehicle. Visit your local participating Napa Auto Parts store and find the Napa Gold air filter that's right for you. Napa Gold filters provide excellent engine protection for any driving conditions. The swap is easy and can be done in a snap. So breathe better and stay cool with a new Napa Gold air filter. Offers may vary. See store for details.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Tucked away in the heart of Moab, Utah, your little slice of quilting heaven awaits. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, Canyonland Quilts is every quilter's dream come true. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, our store is the place to be for all your quilting needs. Don't miss out. Drop by and let your creativity soar. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit EnergyFuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Well, that's Sinead O'Connor on Red Rock 92, a familiar song, of course. Nothing Compares to You. That song was number one in the land here in the U.S. on this date in 1990. I was a freshman in high school when that happened.
Wow. You're getting to be an oldie.
I'm an oldie.
Red's getting to be a classic hit.
That's right.
34 years ago today, Nothing Compares to You. Sinead O'Connor. That song was written by Prince.
That's yeah,
one of his side projects, and she got it and recorded it, and it was a huge hit, and she had never met Prince.
Huh.
So they finally got these two together, of course, and she comes in with the number one song and, you know, really a worldwide hit, and she has her issues with anger, and yeah. Prince, of course, had his issues with creativity. I guess when they finally met and got together, they're going to do an interview, but they just got into this huge fight.
Huh.
So Sinead O'Connor and Prince, of course, both of them gone now. And,
yep.
And remarkably talented people, and some anger management issues with Sinead in particular.
Interesting, yeah. And that's, Prince is one of those prolific guys who's involved in a lot of music you wouldn't know. Toto was like that too, the band Toto. They
yeah.
had their hands in some songs that you wouldn't know, even some Michael Jackson stuff. And
yeah.
So...
Yeah, Prince wrote a lot of music.
Yep.
A lot of hits you may not know about.
But well, that's one I didn't know that was written by Prince, so
yeah.
There you go.
And on a lot of those songs, you listen back to them, you go, oh, yeah, there's some Prince-isms in there.
Yeah. Prince-isms.
Prince-isms. Today is East Meets West Day, honoring the day that U.S. and Soviet troops met on the River Elbe in Germany, the closing days of World War II. So that's a great day. And it's also Anzac Day. This honors the Australian and New Zealand troops who fought in the brutal Battle of Gallipoli in Turkey during World War I. 60,000 people died in that. 60,000 Australian troops died in that.
Wow.
So they landed on this day in 1915. Construction on the Suez Canal began on this day in 1859. It took 10 years to complete. Of course, connects the Mediterranean and the Red Seas. Really a significant engineering project. There are big three in my mind. There's the Suez Canal, there's the Panama Canal, which connects the Pacific and the Atlantic. And then the third big one was not finished until 1959. that was only 65 years ago. That was the St. Lawrence Seaway, which connects the Great Lakes and the Atlantic Ocean. So anyway, so two of the three big canal projects have historical events on this day, April 25th.
All right.
Birthdays today. Actor Al Pacino is 84 years old today.
Wow.
Renee Zellweger is 55. And this is the one that jumped out at me. Talia Shire is 78 years old today. She's I didn't know this. She's the sister of director Francis Ford Coppola.
Wow.
I didn't realize that that's her family. Of course, she played Connie Corleone in the Godfather series. And more famous for me, she was Adrian in the Rocky series.
Adrian!
78 years old today. Another interesting birthday today. Guglielmo Marconi was born on April 25, 1874 in Italy. Marconi invented the radio.
That's
he was
right.
quite a guy. He won the Nobel Prize in Physics in the early 1900s. As far as we know, Marconi never did play the rumba. It's an obscure reference to...
not too obscure for classic hits fans.
You know, I saw something that built this city. It was the worst... lyrics ever written, and they made one of those lists. And Marconi playing the rumba, I mean, who would know without that silly song? But Marconi did not play the rumba, I don't think.
It's official.
He was born in 1874, so I don't know whether the rumba was on radio.
Wasn't he also responsible for the or maybe I'm confused, but the like the ability to send Morse code over wire and
it's interesting. It's trickled down to he invented the radio, but he was he won the Nobel Prize in Physics. So his inventions or his realizations really opened up a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah, and I think of him when I think of the Titanic with those guys sending the CQD at the time. It was right when SOS was just coming in. But CQD was the original distress call.
Huh, and that's
and so
a Marconi.
They kind of were and they were kind of going back and forth between that. So
very, very little known references. He was a failed restaurateur. He opened a restaurant, a pasta restaurant. It's going to be Marconi and cheese. And it just never did catch on.
My boys love it today.
Sorry.
That's good work right there, Bill. That's good.
Yeah,
work.
That's great. This is live radio.
That's right.
It's very best. Metalark Lemon, star of the Harlem Globetrotters. He was the greatest guy in the world. 8-year-old Billy Boyle. He was born today in 1932. Awesome. He died in 2015. Local birthdays today for Becky Coleman and for Lily Burton. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
As the sports editor at the San Juan Record, I've heard the name Lily Burton a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, she's on the golf team this year.
Yeah.
And 16 years old.
And that's a bit of a preview. We'll obviously talk about local sports in the next segment. We've got some regional professional sports as well to detail. We've got the job fair coming up right now, so we'll send you to that. And when we come back, we'll do the sports segment. Stay with us. It is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab, or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191, or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee,
as well as a business office specialist/registration clerk, and a food services associate.
Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off. And they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Rhett Sifford manning the board today in relief of David Boyle, who's out on a cush vacation on the ocean, I think, right now. And Bill Boyle operating as our host today. So it's a bit of a kind of crew we are, but we're the relief crew, that's for sure.
Yeah, so. We are the relief crew. We're relief pitchers today.
And that's okay, I guess.
We talked about Rhett playing a song that was number one when you were a freshman in high school, beginning to be a classic hit. But he was asking about the Harlem Globetrotters. Man, if you lived in the 70s and 80s, Harlem Globetrotters were a big deal.
Yep.
And Metal Arc Lemon, he was the ringleader of the group, I guess. Curly Neal was the guard who no one could stop him. And anyway, but the Harlem Globetrotters were really a big deal for quite a while. Wilt Chamberlain, of all people, played with the Harlem Globetrotters for a few years because he was sparring with the NBA. Wouldn't let him dunk. You know, but it's interesting. I think the NBA kind of has become the Harlem Globetrotters.
You'd see
this incredible basketball skill level on an individual level from the Harlem Globetrotters that you didn't necessarily see in the NBA. But they had a cartoon on Saturday morning. And I remember as a little kid going up to Salt Lake, going to the Salt Palace and seeing the Globetrotters, and that was a pretty big deal. So it's not as big now as it used to be. They're still going, and they still tour, and they have great shows and so forth. But back in the day, the Globetrotters were pretty big.
They were the
pretty
deal.
Big stuff.
Yep. For 8-year-old Billy Boyle, if one of them was your hero, that was a big deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Utah's always kind of been a basketball state, I would think.
Yeah, you know, about the same time there was an ABA team, the Utah Stars, and I remember I was probably 9 or 10. They had a preseason game in Price.
Wow.
At the CEU gymnasium there, and Zelmo Beatty and Willie Wise and Ron Boone played for them too. That was pretty cool to see professional basketball players
in Price, Utah. Wow.
In Price, yeah. A preseason game in Price. And 25 years later, I'm living in the Seattle area and, you know, we're just married and trying to make ends meet. So we took this job delivering phone books. So we're delivering phone books in Bellevue, Washington. And I deliver the phone book. And they have the name of the thing. It's Zelmo Beatty's house. And I just delivered that phone book. I was just hoping that Zelmo would come out and slam dunk on me or something. But no.
But he didn't.
He didn't. Didn't see Zelmo. Appearance. But I know where he lives.
Be like, can you sign this phone book for me?
Yeah. He said, no, that's my phone book.
Yeah, that's
Get
right.
off my porch.
Well, I don't know how I can follow that up, Bill. I mean, we've got local sports here to talk about. We had several events yesterday. These 2 days, yesterday and today, are semi-light days here in the area. But we had some golf yesterday. The girls' golf teams for San Juan and Grand County in action, and they were at the Paradise Golf Course. And San Juan girls finishing third in that, 515 strokes for them. North Summit won the event with a 450-stroke day. Gunnison Valley, 486. And then San Juan coming in third at 515. North Sevier was fourth with 525. And Grand County, fifth place, 525 strokes. So those last three teams pretty close together. But just looking at San Juan and Grand County girls golf from yesterday. And let's see, the Darrell Gardner Invitational at Emory High School in Castledale for the track and field teams yesterday. Just taking a look at the combined scores there. I mean, we could talk about track results for the next hour. I think it would take us an hour to do all the individual results. But Monticello, the top team in the local area there, they finished seventh combined team. And I know they, just talking with Jeff Hunt via text here a minute ago, they had a shorthanded team. They had some people who had to stay behind yesterday, so they didn't have their whole team. But Monticello seventh at that event at Emory High School. Grand County was eighth, Green River ninth, and White Horse was 10th. So those are the teams from our local area who went to that. San Juan didn't compete yesterday. Let's see what else we had going on yesterday. We had some girls soccer. Montezuma Cortez losing at Ridgeway 5-2 yesterday. And we did have some boys and girls golf. Monticello and Green River were at Carbon Country Club yesterday, but I'm not finding any scores posted from that yet. I do know that the Monticello teams are doing very well this year. They've been leading their region, and for the girls team is leading the state. The boys standings for some reason don't have any other regions listed other than their own region, Region 19, on the Utah High School golf page. So I don't know why they're slacking on that this year, but at least we know the Monticello boys are leading their region. So that would be Green River and Pinnacle. And I guess we'll see here in the next two or three weeks maybe how they stack up in the state. But the girls for Monticello are leading the state. So as far as today goes, we got some boys tennis. Grand County and San Juan are, they both take the same trips, and they're both trading off. So they're both going to play at Gunnison today and at South Sevier. So that's what's going on, boys, tennis-wise. And on the track today, Dove Creek is at the Pirate Invitational in Olathe. So that kind of wraps up the local sports report. Now
let's talk about soccer.
Yeah, we can do soccer.
The 2A soccer brackets.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
The RPI yesterday, and
yeah, that's right.
Brackets, and the 2A soccer tournament begins this week.
Yeah, it actually begins tomorrow for San Juan, and my apologies there, totally spaced my mind there. But San Juan, the 20th seed in 2A, will take on number 13 Waterford. So they're traveling up to the Wasatch Front tomorrow, and that game's scheduled at 4 p.m., at least according to the bracket. So tough draw for San Juan. Obviously, the underdog's going to have to get an upset to then advance to with the possibility of taking on an even tougher opponent, number 4, Intermountain Christian. So that's where the winner will go on Wednesday. And for Grand County, they ended up number 3 in the state. So we talked about that yesterday, that my thought was, you know, they'd taken the RPI standings down and they'd probably be fourth or third, and we were right. They're third on the season, so they have got a bye. They're in the second round awaiting the game between American Leadership Academy and Utah Military Academy. So they're going to play one of those two teams on Wednesday in Moab. They're going to get a chance to host a game. So we wish both those teams well. 2A Utah State Boys Soccer Tournament getting underway tomorrow, starting with San Juan.
You know, you talk about the Broncos. Of course, they're coming in as the 20th seed. They'll play the 13th seed, so they'll be the underdog.
Right.
But their big win this year over Gunnison Valley.
Yeah.
Gunnison ended up the 8th. Yep. So
yeah, that was
Broncos
a big upset for San Juan.
Number 8, then they can beat number 13 too.
They can. They just need to get their minds right, I think, and do what they can do. They've had some good games this year. They've had some close games, but unfortunately, we're only able to pick up the one win. But yeah, all it takes is, I mean, that's why they play the games. Any team can beat any team on any given day, is my thought. So hopefully, they'll do well tomorrow against Waterford.
Any team can beat any team any given day, except apparently the L.A. Lakers can't beat the Denver Nuggets.
There you go.
For heaven's sakes. They play tonight. The Nuggets will be in Los Angeles against the Lakers at 8 p.m. Nuggets up 2-0 in this round of 16 tournament matchup. Of course, the Lakers were up big, and big shot at the buzzer gave the Nuggets the win in the last game. And so anyway,
there you go.
So that's the only local team playing tonight. There were no local teams playing yesterday. Tomorrow, Phoenix will host the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they trail in that series 2-0.
Ah. All right. Well, want to mention hockey. The Colorado Avalanche are our only regional team in the playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs. They are off yesterday and today as that series moves to Denver, tied 1-1. And so Colorado is going to be playing tomorrow night. And just continuing with the hockey theme, you know, we saw yesterday the NHL players being welcomed at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, and that place was packed and excited. Salt Lake City very excited to have an NHL team. So
yeah, I mean, it's hype right now, but there's a lot of hype and it's positive and people are excited about it. I mean, the place was packed.
Yep,
they made a lot of noise introducing players yesterday.
No name yet for the team.
No
but,
name.
That'll
no
be
name.
Interesting to see what happens.
But they,
there.
I understand, you know, and don't quote me. Well, you quote me if you want. They were giving away J Dogs yesterday. That may be driving a lot of the crowd.
Huh, interesting.
Free J-Dog.
Yeah, there you go.
anyway, NHL hockey coming to Salt Lake to a team to be named later.
Yeah, and soon, I'm sure.
Exciting, yeah.
I'm sure we'll know very soon who they are. We got some regional teams playing baseball, of course, and this doesn't hurt me to say. I'm, you know, my local, I come from the St. Louis area, so the St. Louis Cardinals beating the Arizona Diamondbacks, or I don't know, do you call them the D-backs now, or are they the Diamondbacks? I'm not even sure anymore, but so the Cardinals winning that series with a 5-1 win over Arizona yesterday. The Diamondbacks are off today. Over in Denver, Colorado hosting the San Diego Padres and losing that game yesterday 5-2, and they've got the Padres today as well, hosting them in Denver. Let me see if I can get a time for that first pitch. Looks like it's set for 3:10 p.m. Not 3 p.m., 3:10 p.m.
Yeah, you got to have a national anthem.
That's right. So Colorado
Rockies.
Go buy
another J-Dog at, the, that's at right. the concession stand.
I think that'll do it for the sports report. I could be wrong, but I think we've exhausted all our brain power maybe today. I'm
well,
not
that
sure.
happened a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right.
We've almost exhausted the news, too.
We're coasting downhill, man.
Real Salt Lake plays on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. We were talking about them, too. So
generally weekend games for MSL soccer.
Yeah, and the reason why I was thinking about them
MLS,
is
I'm sorry.
With San Juan in the state tournament tomorrow up in the Wasatch Front area, I know in years past, especially when the team started out a few years ago, they would take the kids to a Real Salt Lake game,
yeah.
and they'd have a chance to hang out with the players. And I know they, I think they even attended a clinic up there with the players at some point. When San Juan soccer was starting out, a Real Salt Lake player came down
yeah.
and actually helped them, was part of getting their program started and all that. So,
yeah, had a lot of good support
yeah.
and anyway.
So that's what I was kind of thinking about.
All of a sudden, the San Juan soccer program is not brand new anymore.
That's
They've
right.
got several years
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, they're almost a decade old at this point. I think
yeah.
this was their seventh year. So we wish them well tomorrow as they start the state tournament against Waterford. That's going to do it for the Red Rock Morning Show today. Thanks for joining us. We do have America the Beautiful. We're going to listen to the Alan Jackson version today. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at Red Rock 92. City's glow.
undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shine.